Fellow Exercises for Injuries blog readers, I'm here with Mike Robertson. Mike Robertson's going to be in Vancouver doing two seminars, or as we call them up here, courses, on December 11th and 12th on the knee and the lower back. So I wanted to interview Mike a little bit so you get an idea of who Mike is and what he's going to go through during those courses in December when it comes to the knees and back. So, Mike, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rick. Obviously, I'm Mike Robertson. I'm a strength coach and personal trainer based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I essentially have two different roles or companies that I'm a part of. The first is Robertson Training Systems. That is essentially my consulting-based business, and do a lot of things there. If you go to robertsontrainingsystems.com, you can find articles, blog posts, podcasts, video clips, all kinds of different resources. But essentially my goal there is to help educate other trainers, strength coaches, maybe even some physical therapists, and of course the lay fitness consumer that's just interested in learning more about their body. So a lot of information there. Definitely check that out. And then I also own a gym here in Indianapolis called Indianapolis Fitness and Sports Training. And there we focus on, you know, group exercise, generally small groups of 2 to 4 at a time. We're hoping to add boot camps in the next 6 to 8 months, and just a great little fitness facility that we've developed over the last 2 years. So obviously a lot on my plate and a lot of things to keep me going and staying busy.
Excellent. So you're coming up to Vancouver December 11th and 12th, and you're going to do two courses or seminars, bulletproofing your client's knees and bulletproofing your client's lower back. So maybe we can start off with, so on Saturday, December 11th, you're going to go through the lower back. So maybe we can kind of talk about, you know, what can people expect when they attend the course? Like, what are you going to go through?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's going to be a fantastic two-day course, and I think the people that walk away from it are honestly going to be head over heels above the other clients and other trainers that they may be currently associated with. When we dive in on Saturday, we're going to start with the lower back, and I think we're going to really give you guys some of the educational materials that you might not have gotten. I know when I went to university, we got very little anatomy. We got very little practical advice for training. So essentially, we're going to give you all the tools necessary to understand how to effectively program and design and coach clients through low back safe workouts. When we start the day off, we're going to cover the anatomy, all the little things you need to know, why the lumbar spine is built or designed the way that it is, why the muscle groups are laid out in a specific architecture. And we're going to really start to show you guys how the anatomy and the structure dictates the function that goes on throughout your body. From there, we're going to take you guys through the assessments that we use at our gym. We'll cover static assessments. We'll cover dynamic assessments. So you can start to see what's working right with your clients or your athletes and what's not working right. Because the assessment really is the starting point for your program design. If you're not assessing your clients right now, you really are kind of guessing as to what they need. So we'll give you guys all the assessment tools, and then we're going to cover actual program design for clients that have lower back issues or that are, you know, trying to improve their lower back health. And then finally, we're going to finish it off with some coaching. Because you could write the best program known to man. If you can't effectively coach your clients through their workouts, and if you can't minimize their risk, you know, worst case scenario, they're not going to get better, or even worse, they could get injured again. So it's really going to be an all-encompassing course as far as low back care and lower back health.
Okay. And then looking at the Sunday, the December 12th, we're going to focus on knees. And what can people expect attending that course/seminar?
Absolutely. You know, it's obviously going to be very similar in layout with regards to how the lower back day looks. We're going to cover the anatomy of the knee, why it's designed the way that it is, how the joint by joint approach influences how you should effectively train the knee. We're going to give you some specific tests or assessments with regards to knees. We'll cover the design and the coaching, but I think a lot of people out there have some questions about the knees. There's a lot of people that are still doing archaic type stuff like leg extensions and leg curls with their clients. If somebody's in knee pain, we need to be very focused on that aspect when we start developing programming and when we start coaching them. And the thing that I find both with knees and with lower backs is that the programming is a little bit subpar in a lot of cases, but where we really can make a huge difference is if we start to be able to see what's going on at the knee or at the lower back, so that when we start to coach our clients, we can see those little issues that may be causing their dysfunction and get them out of pain so that they can move and train effectively again. So they're going to be very similar in content and scope. There's obviously going to be overlap, but at the same time, I think you're going to have a really good idea, regardless of what day you come from, you're going to have a really good idea of how to train your clients for optimal health and performance if you come to these seminars.
Okay, and kind of listening to you kind of describe the days out, it sounds like there's going to be, you know, at the start there'll be a little bit of, you know, sitting down and lecturing and kind of going through the foundation anatomy that we all kind of need to do. But after that, it sounds like we're going to be getting up and doing stuff. We'll be doing a, you know, good chunk of assessments and then good chunk of the coaching or exercise side of things.
Absolutely. You know, I've been to enough seminars where you sit there and you're just loading up on coffee all day because you just sit there and you're getting lectured to all day, and that's not how this is going to be at all. What I envision, and again, I haven't dialed everything in yet, but what I envision is a seminar where we spend an hour lecturing or an hour in a classroom and then an hour doing more hands-on work. So we're constantly kind of going back and forth. The other option is where we maybe do the morning where it's a little bit more lecture-based when people are a little bit more dialed in, and then when we come back from lunch, we'll focus on the hands-on stuff. So one of two ways that we can do it, I haven't really dialed that in yet, but absolutely, I want you guys to actually be able to do these things. I want you to take somebody through an assessment. I want you to start seeing the various issues that can come up in the assessment so that you know when you're coaching somebody what you need to look out for and what we need to focus on if we want to get the best results possible. So absolutely, Rick, we're going to mix it up. We're not going to be sitting in a classroom. I'm not going to lecture to you all day because it's not fun for you guys and it's not fun for me either.
That's a good point. And any last, you know, last minute things that you want to let people know about, you know, the courses in December in Vancouver?
Sure. You know, one thing that I always tell people is the personal training or strength and conditioning fields are very competitive at this point in time. There's more and more people coming out. And so if you're serious about the field, if you want to take your game to the next level, if you want to become an expert, seminars like this are really going to help you get there. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know everything about the lower back or I know everything about the knee, but I do know in 8 hours I can teach you guys a lot about my philosophy and the programs that I've used to get people results. When I spoke in Australia 2 years ago, we actually did a half day that was all lower back. And it's going to be somewhat similar to what we did, but the problem is when you only give something a half day, you can do some of the lecture. I can't give you all the materials. I can't cover the coaching as much. And that's what I think you're really going to enjoy the most. When you really start to learn to use your eyes, to trust your eyes, and to really stop and be present, you're going to find so many more things that you can refine and improve upon as far as your clients go. It's just one of those things where I'm obviously very excited about it. I know you guys are going to get a lot out of it. But at the end of the day, if you take yourself seriously, if you want to get better and you really want to step your game up as a trainer or coach, it's one of those seminars where, you know, I'm pretty confident you guys are going to take a lot away. So,
excellent. And then maybe if you can just spend a minute just elaborating a little bit more on your background. I know I've read your full bio, and I know now that you focus a lot more on the performance side, but you've got a fair bit of experience when it comes to home training, working, doing kind of post-injury rehab. I think it was in a chiropractic clinic. I mean, maybe you can kind of go back a little bit and give us a little bit about your broad experience.
Sure. Yeah, it's one of the questions I get quite a bit because I've been all over the place. When I was actually working on my master's degree at Ball State. I was a strength and conditioning coach at Ball State, so I worked with athletes from all 26 sports. That's when I really fell in love with the idea of training people or coaching people for a living, because I'd always loved working out myself, and I knew that, you know, I loved athletics, I loved sports, so strength and conditioning was a perfect fit for me. I spent 2.5 years there finishing up my master's work, and then I moved up to a small city in northern Indiana called Fort Wayne, and there I spent 3 years doing what I would term chiropractic rehab. So I did very little sport performance training while I was there, and all I saw were people with injuries. And I saw everything from knees to lower backs to necks, wrists, shoulders, elbows, you name it. I probably saw it in my 3 years there. So I think that's where I really started to dig in and understand the rehabilitative or the corrective side of the training spectrum. From there, I spent 3 years. I moved down to Indianapolis. I spent 3 years doing one-on-one in-home personal training. And then in the last 2 years, Bill Hartman and I have opened Indianapolis Fitness and Sports Training, where, you know, we get a little bit of rehab. We get quite a few athletes as far as sport performance goes. We get your general fat loss and muscle gain type clients. But like you said, Rick, I've kind of seen all the different ends of the spectrum. I've held quite a few different positions. And I think that's really kind of helped influence my philosophy and given me a firm understanding of, you know, the coaching or training spectrum.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much, Mike.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rick.
No problem. And if you're interested in going to the Bulletproofing Your Client's Knees and Bulletproofing Your Client's Lower Back courses that Mike Robertson will be putting on in Vancouver on December 11th, that's the lower back, and December 12th, that's the knees. If you can just visit exercisesforinjuries.com. You just click on the courses area and you'll see Mike's course listed there, and you can take a look, get more information. You can always email myself and I can give you more details on things if you have them. So thank you very much for listening to this little interview with Mike, giving you a little bit more information on what you can expect from the courses in December. So this is Rick Kasalj from exercisesforinjuries.com signing off, saying take care and bye-bye.